and digital outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Los Angeles motorists are expecting traffic snarls indefinitely as crews assess exactly how much damage was caused by a weekend fire that closed a major elevated interstate near downtown. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass telling ABC 7 Los Angeles.
This is going to be a minute. It's not going to be a day or so, and we need to stick together. So that's why it's going to take massive cooperation for us to get through this, but we can.
Hazardous materials teams on Sunday were removing burned material from underneath the Interstate 10 to make way for engineers to see exactly how much damage was done. That bridge normally accommodates about 300,000 cars every day. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott has dropped out of the 2024 race. Here's correspondent Donna Warter.
Scott abruptly made the announcement Sunday night in a development that surprised his donors and stunned his campaign staff, who found out during Scott's Sunday night appearance on the Fox News channel. The South Carolina senator entered the race in May with high hopes, but he and the rest of the GOP field have struggled in a race that has been dominated by former President Donald Trump, despite Trump's four criminal indictments and a slew of other legal challenges. I'm Donna Warter.
And President Biden and the Chinese leader Xi Jinping preparing to meet at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit this week in San Francisco. Senator Bill Hagerty says the administration needs to get tough with China.
They are right back where they were before President Trump came into office in the East China Sea and the South China Sea. The militarized islands there, they're threatening trade. They're encircling the Senkaku Islands. They're harassing and threatening all over the region from a military standpoint. Their navy is extremely aggressive. They need to back down on the Taiwan Strait.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
If you're trading or thinking about trading in the stock market, listen up. Last year, a staggering number of Americans were forced to take out withdrawals from their savings. Worse than the dot-com bubble, housing meltdown, or pandemic crash, those could all feel like a blip compared to what some Wall Street analysts expect may be coming as soon as December. Some are calling it the market tsunami, and it could wipe out billions of dollars in the markets. Vantage Point's AI analyzes billions of data points in seconds, so you get highly accurate predicted market conditions in advance. Text the word money to 813-813 now to learn more in a free online class. Text MONEY to 813-813. Text the word money to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word money to 813-813.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. It's race week for the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, but event organizers are already looking down the road toward future races planned for the Strip. Earlier this year, F1 and Clark County officials entered into a 10-year deal to have the race take place the week before Thanksgiving. Liberty Media, F1's parent company, showed its commitment to the project by building a $500 million pit building at Harmon and Koval. The inaugural race, which is scheduled to run Saturday night along portions of the Las Vegas Strip, has been getting a lot of attention online, too, amassing more than 144 billion impressions, 71 million video views, and 12 million people engaged on various social media platforms. F1 officials say they hope to learn from the inaugural race this week and increase the entertainment value of the future races. Speaking of entertainment, some top strip shows are getting out of the way of the Grand Prix this week. Cirque du Soleil's flagship show has canceled its Thursday performances and will only have matinees Friday and Saturday. Most other Cirque shows are following that lead except for Ka over at MGM Grand, which is going dark all 3 days and nights of the event. That's Thursday through Saturday. Headliner theaters at Resorts World, Wynn Las Vegas, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, and House of Blues, they're all dark through race weekend. Meanwhile, Wynn Las Vegas modifying its self-parking policy. Again, a friendly reminder, they're clipping some time off the free parking for locals. As of this last Wednesday, complimentary parking for locals has now been reduced from 4 hours to three. Officials say 3 hours works better for a guest visiting the Wynn properties, and that the four-hour free window was allowing people to seek entertainment elsewhere. A no-no. Wynn returned to its paid self-parking policy just before the opening of Sphere across the street at the end of September. Take AM 6. 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Working a couple of accidents on 95 near the Spaghetti Bowl. One of them right there at the interchange. 95 southbound at 15. It's on the right lane there. 95 southbound right where it meets up with 15. And also heading into the Northwest Valley. Watch for one on US 95 northbound before Valley View. All clear on I-15 and 215 so far today. On the east side, still working a wreck on Boulder Highway southbound at 95. And out of the surface streets in the northwest at Cheyenne and Rancho. Mostly sunny and cool today. We'll have light breezes and afternoon temperatures barely getting to 70 degrees. It's 55 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us. This is F1 week. There was a good possibility that we might have had a strip-wide strike of strip properties, and it didn't happen. How did it not happen, and how close did we come to a major strike during Formula One? Let's check in with Ted Papa George. He is the Secretary Treasurer for the Culinary Union, and he joins us. Ted, first of all, congratulations. A lot of work went into that.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate you having me on. Look, this has been a two-year process. When you're talking about 35,000-plus workers and dealing with these massive corporations and some very, very tough issues, in addition to economics, like the dealing with technology or safety on the job, the ability to organize, workload reduction, all those things are complicated. And, you know, the trucks were ready to roll with the picket signs, but the idea is to get a great contract, and the last thing anybody wants is a strike. So we're really pleased about this. The next step is, though, workers are ratifying these contracts, and that means that the negotiating committee agreed to recommend the contracts to the membership, and next week the membership will vote, and that'll be the test. They'll have the ability to reject or accept these contracts.
What was the toughest issue that your negotiating team ran into?
Well, look, we all know that everybody needs a raise and needs money for health care, and, you know, got to make sure that we can, you know, we got to keep Social Security around, because a lot of folks, that's all they got, but it's not enough. And so for us, we have a defined benefit plan. But look, that's very straightforward. The complicated stuff are technology, for example. And look, just think about right now, a skilled tradesman doesn't have to worry much about that. But, you know, in the entertainment and content industry like yourself, or in the service industry like us, robotics combined with the potential of AI could be devastating. And if there's got to be some sort of control and regulation out there. You can't stop tech, but people got to be able to be retrained, got to know where their jobs are at. There's always going to be lots of jobs in Vegas. So that was one example. The second one was this idea of the ability to grow as a union. These companies are growing like crazy. We think there's 10,000 non-union restaurant workers working in large corporate-owned non-union restaurants up and down the strip. And part of our fight was that we have to have the ability for those workers to have a fair process. You know, unlike what's happening with stations casinos after all these years, where a lot of intimidation and legal activity by stations to keep those workers from having a union, this was a big fight. And we were very successful, for example, just on those two areas.
So how much money is involved? What percentage of increase did you achieve? Again, three different contracts. There may be three different numbers to that, but just in a general sense?
Well, they all have to be the same. And once we get a deal with one of these big employers, we have to be the cop. We've got to go out and get the same deal with each one of them, or else we'll never get another deal again. There definitely will be strikes. And look, we doubled the total economic amount from our last contract. I can just give you general terms because the members still have to receive the information and they have to vote on this, and it's sensitive. But we doubled the total amount of our last contract, our last five-year contract from 2018 to 2023, and a third of it is coming in the first year, which is called front-loading, which really helps people out right away, and then that money compounds throughout the five-year contract. So the economics are really significant. I want to mention one other thing is, look, we had a big tussle with the legislature about this idea of daily room cleaning, and some of our friends in the legislature let the workers down on this issue that rooms should be cleaned on a regular basis. Vegas needs to be full service. That daily room cleaning issue for our room cleaners, our largest group in our union, we won that. And the idea that if you're a guest, you travel all over the country, Kevin, you're being told now to pay top dollar, but your room won't get cleaned. We're not going to stand for that. We won that issue. So if somebody decides to not have the room clean, no problem. But companies can't incentivize, and they're required to have workers clean people's rooms. That was a big issue for us. So with the economics and some of these other language issues and job security issues, our folks, I think, are going to ratify these contracts, but we'll have to see next week.
I know we had reports of 20-hour negotiating sessions. Can you give me a sense of what it was like inside the room with both sides clinging to their positions?
Well, I can tell you that most of us haven't had sleep in a week, and because we had Tuesday morning, or well around 10 o'clock, we started with Caesars, and, you know, that was the first one, and we had to see, even when a company, the CEO says publicly, you know, we want to settle a contract, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You've really got to push, and you've got a lot of complicated issues, and even if you think you know where you're going to get, you don't know till the end. We finished up about 5:30 in the morning Wednesday, and the negotiating committee recommended it. And then by noon, we had to be in negotiations with MGM Resorts. And that was, even though we had already set a deal that should have paved the way, we couldn't get that done until about 6 a.m. Thursday morning. And then we were at it again at noon with Wynn Resorts. And by that time, our strike deadline was Friday morning at 5 a.m., and so there was a real push to either make it happen. And our trucks were loaded and ready to roll. We had all the equipment, all the generators, the strike signs, all the stuff that has to run large-scale strikes ready to throw down on the strip. But again, that's the last thing you want. And you want to try to get a great contract, but you've got to be able to show the companies that if you can't get there, that you're prepared to strike as long as it takes. And we've never had short strikes, Kevin. Our history is long, nasty, difficult strikes. And so we were really happy around 2:30 in the morning on Friday morning to be able to radio over and call our folks and let them know that, you know, they can park the trucks, that the committee at the WIN had recommended an agreement. And, you know, folks had their blankets and their snacks, and we just went at it all week. And I think it's a great result for the community, for our members. And you got to have two to tango, Kevin. These companies stepped up and did the right thing. MGM, Caesars, and Wynn, you know, they did the right thing. But now we've got another 24 employers out there and about 10,000 more workers. So you're going to hear multiple strike deadlines over the next, 4 to 8 weeks, I think, because we've got to get this deal all over the strip now.
Was there a point during the negotiations, these 20-hour negotiating sessions, when you personally or maybe your team thought it ain't going to happen? We're going to be rolling out the picket signs. Was there a point at which you thought it might not get done?
Yeah, this issue of daily room cleaning, it's for our workers. You know, we did an extensive study. Those room cleaners, the amenities have been increased in the rooms. The cleaning standards have been raised. That's all great, but our folks needed a reduction. They have a credit amount they have to clean, and they have to finish that. And so, for example, a ton of our room cleaners use pain medications to get through the day, for example. And with the companies, to reduce a credit that you have to clean is millions and millions of dollars. And overall, these economic packages totals nearly $2 billion that's going to go into the pockets of workers in Las Vegas and their health plans and pension plans. So, you know, there were some times where, yes, if we weren't going to get there, there was no question that our members were prepared to strike to get that workload reduction, to get that economic package, to get technology done, to get the right to organize, and just safety on the job. You know, we negotiated, expanded, you know, panic buttons for many classifications throughout the properties because things have changed, and folks need to be safe while they're working on the job too. And all of that adds up to all that cost for the company. So, you know, until we get that done and the company says yes and our group ratifies it, we're ready to go. I always say this, no one wants to go on strike, but our members send a loud and clear message that they will if they have to, and that a company needs to hear that.
Final question, how long will ratification take? When will we know we have a deal?
We're ratifying next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Thanksgiving week for these three large companies, and we'll know each night, you know, the shop stewards and the negotiating leaders handle the ballot boxes. They do the counting, and it'll be late. I think we're going to have a lot of interest, but we'll know for each company at the end of the night. So by Wednesday, hopefully we've got a great Thanksgiving present for these families and our great city.
Ted, keep us posted. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And thanks for the hard work that you put into these contracts. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Hopefully by then I'll have my voice back, too.
There
thanks.
You go. Ted Papageorge, the Secretary-Treasurer for the Culinary Union, talking about the three deals Caesars, MGM Resorts, and Wynn. It avoids a major, major strike on the Strip, just as we're getting ready for Formula One. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll have a good time trying to contextualize all the craziness that happens over the course of the weekend. And we'll give you an update on all the Jan 6 related insanity with our good friend Julie Kelly.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes. And your first week is free.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
Hey, it's F1 week. Also, it was a tough week last week for Republicans in places like, like Ohio, like Virginia, like Kentucky. And a lot of people have been pointing the finger at Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the National Republican Party. This was Ronna McDaniel and her reaction to calls for her own resignation. Cut one, go.
He did double down, Vivek Ramaswamy. He tweeted that he wants an interim chair to take over until the next RNC meeting in January. Your response?
Yeah, last I checked, I wasn't running for president. You know, he's at 4%. He's looking for headlines. I think what Republicans really want to hear from our candidates right now in terms of headlines is, how are we going to take on Joe Biden? How are we going to take on the border, crime, fentanyl, restore our kids' education, what's happening with Israel? There are so many things that Republican voters, Democrat voters, independent voters want to hear from our candidates. So he can do that. That's okay. But I will continue to say to everyone, we should be taking on Democrats, not each other. This circular firing squad, this attacking other Republicans, like we saw with Kevin McCarthy, like we've been seeing over and over again, it is hurting us. And we have a map in 2024 where we can win the White House, take back the Senate, and win the House.
Personal attacks against you aside, if you look at what Republicans have dealt with over the last few years, Republicans lost the White House in 2020, did not win the Senate back in 2022. The House has a Republican majority, but it's so narrow they can barely govern. And on Tuesday, on the state level, Republicans lost big in Virginia and in Kentucky. Are Republicans right to be frustrated?
I understand being frustrated. Of course, we want to win. And I look at the RNC, though, and I'm proud of what we're doing. I mean, we're a turnout machine. We don't do the messaging the candidates do with their pollsters and their campaigns. But I look at our minority outreach that we're doing and the growth we've seen with Hispanic and Asian voters. I look at 2022. Republicans won the popular vote. We turned out 4 million more voters, and we would have won the Electoral College. The RNC builds the road. All the candidates drive on it. You need a good candidate and a good road to get to your destination. And the things we're doing right now with our Bank Your Vote initiative and with 70 lawsuits that we're in, we just won one in New Hampshire that upholds voter ID, on top of our engagement with minority communities, I'm really proud of what the RNC does.
One of the big takeaways from this past Tuesday's election, from the Democrats' point of view, is that making abortion front and center in elections wins. And you said this week that, quote, our candidates have lost their messaging on abortion. What should Republicans' message be on abortion?
You know, Dana, I have been talking about this with you. I've been on your show talking about this since 2022. I am a suburban woman. I get this. We actually put a memo out before the elections in 2022. It's up to the candidates if they take those suggestions. As I always say, you know, if I give my husband directions in the car, it doesn't mean he's going to take them, right? But we have to talk about this. I'm going to point to a candidate in Virginia that did a fantastic job, Danny Diggs. He won a Senate race. He put his daughter in an ad, and she was compassionate. She understood women. She wasn't coming at them as criminals because they have differences of opinion. And she articulated her dad's position.
Which is?
His position was, we should have common sense limitations. I mean, why can't the Democrats come to that? Why can't they say, listen, we now know through science from 50 years ago, a baby feels pain as its life is being taken at 15 weeks. Can't you at least come here? Why are Democrats continuing to double down on 39 weeks, 38 weeks?
Well,
what is an abortion they're against?
Ronna, you know that there are most Democrats don't support
abortion until
the end.
But they don't say that.
And if something like that happens that far along, it means something is really wrong.
Yeah, but that's life of the mother, which is an exception. But there are states, 5 or 6, that have it till 39 weeks. So why don't you say, you know what, if we don't support that, let's come to this consensus position. And that's what this candidate in Virginia did. And he did an excellent job, and he won that race.
So what you're saying is, it's a little bit of a position question, but it's also a message problem. But if you look at the actual results on Tuesday, just take Ohio, which is effectively a red state right now. It wasn't a message problem. It was a policy problem.
Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, and that was from Fox. You know, I'm sorry, that was State of the Union. With Dana Bash. Stay where you are. We're going to talk about our kids, their safety, and schools. We'll do all that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South.